Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is Olive, and today we're continuing our series Tribeca-ish, featuring conversations with the filmmakers who were scheduled to have screenings at the Tribeca Film Festival. Fortunately for our next film is set to have a theatrical release this fall. I Carry With Me had its world premiere at the Sundance Film Festival a few months ago. There it won the Next Audience Award and the Innovator Award, and its New York premiere was highly anticipated as part of Tribeca Critics Week. The narrative debut from acclaimed documentary filmmaker Heidi Ewing is both heartfelt and vital. Told through flashbacks over the course of more than 20 years, we follow the story of Yvonne as it unfolds and how this young aspiring chef, after falling in love with another man while living in Puebla, Mexico, homophobia changes the course of his life and their relationship, ultimately leading to the decision to move to the U.S. to follow a dream of opening a restaurant. But the pull of home is still very strong. I Carry You With Me writer and director Heidi Ewing joins me today. Hi, Heidi. Welcome to All of It.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So this film is so interesting. How did it evolve from sort of a more documentary, verite style to a narrative film and then sort of back to real life with the real life Yvonne and his partner being part of the film?
Well, it was all a very organic process. More than 8 years ago, my two very dear friends, one night we were having some tequila and they told me their life story, and I didn't know the half of it. I thought I knew them very well, but there was an entire backstory, a childhood living in provincial Mexico for Gerardo and living in Mexico City for Yvonne. And they had gone through a lot of struggles to be together and had to have a clandestine relationship for many, many years living in Mexico. And they had decided to come to the United States. You know, Yvonne was in search of, economic freedom. He was also in search of his dreams to become a chef, but also to have social freedom that the United States promised him and his partner, Gerardo. And so the film did begin as a documentary. I started interviewing them because that's what I knew best. That's what I know how to do. Mm-hmm. I sat them down, started filming them at different points in their life over many years. And a couple of years into the process, I realized that I was filming the third act of a film and that the film deserved a narrative treatment. It was an epic story told over, like you said, 20 years. And the narrative form was just much better suited to tell this epic tale. And I didn't want to short shrift their story. So I bought Final Draft Pro and I started writing a movie, which I'd never done before. And so it really was a very organic, natural process. It's just some stories can't be told as a documentary and need to be told in a different way. And so I had to sort of face that and either make the film, as something I would not be satisfied with as a documentary, or sort of step into something new. And it turned into I Carry You With Me, which is, it's a narrative film, I call it, with a twist of realism near the end.
When you were writing it and in the process of editing, what were some of the challenges? Because we see so much in flashback and it's not linear.
Yeah, I am not a big fan of a linear story if it's not necessary. I tried to write the film the way that we remember things. You'll smell something, you'll see a color, and you'll be triggered and you'll remember something that you thought you'd forgotten from so many years ago. It could be like the face of your aunt, or it could be that one day at the park that you'd sort of never thought of again. And I tried to mimic visually and cinematically the way our mind works and the way memory works. And both of the protagonists in the film, Yvonne and Gerardo, are homesick and are nostalgic mm-hmm. in many, many ways for a place they haven't seen in many, many years. And they would often talk to me about their home in Chiapas or the street that Yvonne lived in Mexico City. And a look would come into their eyes, and I could see that they were being transported right in front of my eyes to their homeland and to their towns and to their families. And how do you do that cinematically? So I came up with this technique where you're jumping forward and backwards in time, in the way that I believe that their memory functions, and all of us as human beings, the way our memories work.
My guest is Heidi Ewing. The name of the film is I Carry You With Me. It's also a story about immigration, sort of coexisting with this love story. Why was a love story a good vehicle to talk about immigration?
Well, you know, I think when we talk about immigration, we oftentimes think only in terms of the border. We think of Tijuana. We think of, undocumented workers who are doing day laboring jobs, and that is a real part of the immigrant experience. But we never usually see immigrants as people just like us who have dreams and hopes and who fall in love and who get their feelings hurt and hearts broken. And, for me, this is primarily a love story with an immigrant twist, of course. But I was very, very taken by the dedication that these men had for one another and mm-hmm. the sacrifices that both of them have made to be together, including leaving their own countries. So they started very successful businesses together. And I just see the tenderness between them, and I've seen it for so many years. And so that was really what struck me the most about their story. And again, I hadn't seen it. I just when you look at the immigrant narratives, it just seems to be a factor that's just often overlooked and not included. And in this day and age, I think we should be, having much more in-depth and conversations about the immigrant experience. And we should broaden our understanding of those experiences. And I hope this film, in some ways, does that.
Early in the film, in the fictionalized portion, Yvonne and Gerardo are having this conversation about passing as straight. Yvonne says, "I know how to pass as straight." While they were still in Mexico as very young men, what did you want to explore about passing?
Well, it's in the film, that moment happens around 1994. Mm-hmm. It's happening in a more provincial part of Mexico, a very conservative town where they met in Puebla, Mexico. Beautiful, beautiful town, very Catholic, very conservative. And, living openly as a gay couple was absolutely not an option. As it was told to me, they would risk not only their jobs and their livelihoods and maybe their family relationships to some extent, but possibly safety as well. There were several, incidences, in small towns in Mexico, especially in that era, and also in the United States, mm-hmm. where being openly gay was just not possible. So the concept of passing, I think is still unfortunately very relevant in many, many places around the world, including small towns and big towns in the United States. So I think we've in some ways forgotten that was a necessity at that time, and maybe it is now. And we all just, the homosexual community in the world, homosexuality is so much more accepted than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. But let's not forget that there's still a lot of challenges. And so I thought it was very important to sort of remind the audience of where we were in time, and that was really, that was a necessity for Yvonne and Gerardo.
My guest is Heidi Ewing. She's the writer and director of the film I Carry You With Me. It's part of our Tribeckish series. There's a moment in the film where Yvonne says the American dream is slow. What did you want to ultimately say about the American dream?
The American dream, it's a cliche. We talk about it too much, but it's real. It does happen. And when you talk to immigrants who have worked hard and made good, they still believe in the American dream. I think we've gotten very cynical about it as Americans over time. But when you talk to people who've, put their blood, sweat, and tears on the line and worked so, so hard for success, they know it's true. They know it exists. But it ain't going to happen overnight. It ain't going to happen mm-hmm. overnight. And it could take many, many, many years if you get to it at all. And that was something that really, really struck me, when writing the film, is to not make it look like anything happened overnight, not do the easy ending where you snap your fingers and everything is well. Because even with the success, with the financial success and you know, Yvonne and his partner are both very successful business owners, and he did become a successful chef. But there's still that price, mm-hmm. that one pays, all the years lost back home, and all the time spent with your nose to the grindstone. That's what it took, and so I really wanted to point out that it can happen. It might take a while, and it's for people with only a very strong stomach.
The name of the film is I Carry You With Me. It's by Heidi Ewing. I'm so glad people are going to get to see this film in the fall. It's a really beautiful film. Heidi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.